All right, let's dive in. Today, we're tackling the intricacies of the Gilgo Beach serial killings and the case of Rex Hoyerman. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here's what you need to know today. 7 key facts about the Gilgo Beach case. Get geared up for a gripping glimpse into the grisly Gilgo Beach case. Fact number 1. In December 2010 and April 2011, police found the remains of at least 10 victims along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach. These discoveries catalyzed the entire Long Island serial killer investigation. Here's the takeaway. Officers were searching for missing escort Shanann Gilbert when they uncovered the first cluster, the Gilgo 4, and then more remains nearby months later. Think of it this way. One disappearance opened a much larger case. Test yourself. What year did the police start discovering remains along Ocean Parkway? Correct answer. 2010. Memory aid. 2010, the search begins. Moving on. Fact number 2. In July 2023, Rex Hoyerman was arrested and later charged with multiple murders tied to the case. In April 2026, he pleaded guilty to 7 murders and admitted to an 8th, Karen Vergata. This is key. Investigators blended traditional police work with digital forensics, phone data, and DNA to zero in on a Manhattan architectural consultant from Massapequa Park. Test yourself. When was Rex Hoyerman arrested? Correct answer, July 2023. Memory aid, 2023, Hoyerman's spree. Next up, fact number 3. The earliest charged murder tied to Hoyerman dates to November 1993, the killing of Sandra Castilla. Let's keep it simple. That pushes the suspected timeline well back into the 1990s, showing how cold cases can revive when new DNA methods come online decades later. Test yourself. What year is the earliest murder tied to Hoyerman dated? Correct answer, 1993. Memory aid, 1993, the timeline we see. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. Multiple victims were sex workers contacted via Craigslist or working near Manhattan transit hubs. Many were petite adult women. Here's what you need to know. The offender leveraged online ads and big city anonymity to target marginalized individuals who often lacked strong safety nets. Remember this, tech tools that create opportunity can also create risk. Test yourself. Through what online platform were many victims contacted? Correct answer, Craigslist. Memory aid. Craigslist connects, danger intersects. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 5. Distinct methods of body disposal included dismemberment and scattering of remains across multiple locations. Building off that idea, torsos were found in Manorville. Later, heads, hands, and feet near Ocean Parkway, and legs on Fire Island in one case. The main idea is concealment and delay. Make identification hard, slow the investigation, and fracture jurisdictional threads. Test yourself. What was a notable method used in the disposal of victims? Correct answer, dismemberment. Memory aid, dismemberment and displacement, a killer's concealment. On to the next one. Fact number 6. Investigative leads against Hoyerman included identifying a first-generation Chevrolet Avalanche. Here's the takeaway. Specifically, a roommate's memory from 2010 about a distinctive truck tied to a client meeting became a linchpin years later, as records confirmed Hoyerman owned that model. Tiny details can anchor big cases. Test yourself. What type of vehicle was linked to Hoyerman? Correct answer, Chevrolet Avalanche. Memory aid, Chevrolet Avalanche, the evidence's dance. Now, let's move forward. Fact number 7. Forensic methods central to the case included mitochondrial DNA testing and genetic genealogy. Let's get to the point. Mitochondrial DNA, mtDNA, from hair shafts on burlap, plus a clever pizza crust collection for comparison, and later genealogy work, identified victims like Valerie Mack and Karen Vergata and strengthened links to Hoyerman. Test yourself. What type of DNA testing was key in the investigation? Correct answer, mitochondrial DNA. Memory aid, mitochondrial DNA, solving the decade-old decay. Quick recap time. Okay, let's refocus. Fact number 1. When did the police start discovering remains along Ocean Parkway? Correct answer, 2010. Fact number two. When was Rex Hoiermann arrested? Correct answer, July 2023. Fact number three. What year is the earliest murder tied to Hoiermann dated? Correct answer, 1993. Fact number four. Through what online platform were many victims contacted? Correct answer, Craigslist. Fact number five. What was a notable method used in the disposal of victims? Correct answer, dismemberment. Fact number six. What type of vehicle was linked to Hoiermann? Correct answer, Chevrolet Avalanche. Fact number seven. What type of DNA testing was key in the investigation? Correct answer, mitochondrial DNA. You've got the top seven facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. That's a wrap for today.